You got to give credit where credit is due. There are some really great local news sources in Connecticut. Shout out to WFSB and their I-team. Continuing to try to get answers, just like we are here at WICC, about one of the highest paid state employees. And what are we doing with our tax dollars? So former Connecticut State Colleges and Universities Chancellor Terrence Chang is now a special advisor to the Board of Regents. We don't even really know what that means, to be honest. Terrence Chang's time as chancellor ended, as you know, after a year of controversy following a state audit report showing that thousands of dollars were being spent in questionable manners like entertainment, rides, and meals. However, Chang has stayed on the payroll, which is just shocking in and of itself, continuing to make his chancellor salary of more than $400,000 a year. Well, apparently, he's kind of looking for a job without even really giving even the reports that he is required to still give right now. And so I wanted to talk about this and many other things happening up in Hartford right now, many other conversations. And for that, we turn to State Senator Steve Harding, who is the Senate Minority Leader here in Connecticut. Senator Harding, welcome. And I know the case surrounding Terrence Chang is something that you've also been very focused on, and the importance of transparency and where are our tax dollars going. Did you see this report from WFSB?
Yeah, I did. And good morning, Melissa, and thanks for having me on. As always, always enjoy being on your program. But yeah, no, I've seen this investigation. It's eye opening, as you know, you've mentioned. And this is somebody that is getting paid $500,000 a year on the taxpayer dime. And mind you, this is a person that, in my opinion, and many others, should have been fired well over a year ago when it was disclosed that he was using his purchase card, which is also funded by taxpayer dollars, to go to lavish meals, steaks, travel, alcohol. He was even given a stipend in addition to his $500,000 a year taxpayer salary to move out of the state of New York, and he never moved, but yet kept the money. So this is an individual that should have been terminated immediately upon these findings of misuse of taxpayer funds. But instead, he is essentially, according to this investigation, from what I'm seeing here, was rewarded with a $500,000 a year, literally no show job. As was seen in the investigation that you're detailing, Melissa, he has sent, I think, a grand total of 36 emails out for his $500,000 a year taxpayer job over a span of 6 or 7 months. And the far majority, if not all of those emails, are just simply solicitations for jobs. So he's doing literally nothing for $500,000 a year that you back home are sending up to Hartford to pay him.
And not to correct you, 48 emails. Do not shortchange him. It was 48 emails.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
48. I only do accurate reporting, and it was 48 emails, not 36.
That is true, Melissa.
Okay.
That is true. Yeah, and those 12 emails, I'm sure, made a significant difference. But
I'm obviously making light of something. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on. And I've never understood the logic behind this, because look, I've talked to, you know, the governor about this certainly, and I've talked to other lawmakers about this, and it's really strange that it's just kind of a nope, that's just the way it's going to be till his contract is up in July. And I think to myself, why? Because what's funny is every legislative session, and I hear this come from the governor directly, you know, during the legislative session, everyone's got a handout. And to be fair, sure, you've got nonprofits, you've got school districts, you've got everybody has, hey, we need money. And of course we need money. Everybody does. That is absolutely. And I can't imagine the pressure on the governor's, I would say, in the governor's seat to give the money to where he needs to give it to. I get it. And lawmakers and all that. But I'm sorry, how in the world are we justifying $442,000 a year when the proof is in the pudding? We don't know what his job is. Like, the fact is we still don't know what his job is. I don't know what that means. When they said that, well, let me read it again. Let me just read this again, because this is what his job title is. I don't mean to, you know, poke fun. A special advisor to the Board of Regents. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean?
Right.
What is that? I don't know what that is. Nobody can tell me.
Melissa, it's a no-show job. That's literally what it is a no-show job. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It is a no-show job with literally a made-up title.
How do I get $442,000 a year, Senator Harding?
And what makes my blood boil, and I'm sure makes your blood boil and your listeners' blood boil, is many of us are middle class individuals. We work really hard, and many of us don't make even remotely close to that amount. And for what we make, we grind every single day to make that. And then on top of that, we have the third highest tax burden in the country. So we're sending a significant amount of that hard-earned money up to Hartford to pay this man's salary. And it makes me even angrier that when, I or others in my Senate Republican caucus and House Republican caucus suggest tax relief and returning money back to the taxpayers, Governor Lamont says, well, there's just too many needs to go around. The budget is too thin, but then has nothing to say, literally nothing to say about a state employee getting paid $500,000 a year for, let me just say it again, a no-show job.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Go for it.
Well, I just want to say, he's a special advisor to the board. Do you know how many meetings he's shown up to of the board since he's gotten that role?
I don't.
Zero. 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 So you're a special advisor to a board getting paid $500,000 a year of taxpayer money, and you don't even bother to show up to one meeting of the board? I mean,
And here's the thing is I understand that in this report from, again, kudos to WFSB for doing this. They did reach out to the governor and he said, you can't measure the difference someone is making through emails. Oh, okay. That might be true. Right. It's, listen, I'm going to give all sides. That might be true. Okay. So, but again, then where are the people advocating that these conversations are happening? And where is he? If he's not in meetings and if he's not sending emails, do we track the call log? What I'm getting at is, look, I talk for a living. Okay. I talk for a living. Let me tell you, I think this hour alone, I have sent a probably close to half of 48 emails. I'm just saying, I don't understand how we can even, it doesn't need to be the measure of how we determine if somebody's doing their job effectively or not. I get that. But I mean, we're just kind of pretending like we're in fantasy land right now. Like, we're just pretending that we're not spending $500,000 on somebody who, again, did something that was clearly not right. And it was acknowledged on both sides that it was not okay. But we allowed him to stay in a role that makes that kind of money. So, sure, we took him out of a leadership role, but we're still going to pay him the same amount. And we're just supposed to be okay with that. In the meantime, I've got school districts here in Fairfield County who are begging for money, and they're not going to get it. Right. I mean, it's just crazy to me. And I'm not saying his salary is going to fix all of Connecticut's problems. But if this is how we're going to treat one role, it makes me question how many other people are actually earning the dollars they make.
Bingo. And Melissa, you hit the nail on the head because this this is not just one isolated. If this is how we treat taxpayer money, this is an epidemic and it's systemic. Right. This is only one glaring example of, I think, a system in which taxpayer money is not respected in Hartford. And we've seen other areas of evidence of that. And I guess that's why I don't want to hear people tell me we don't have enough money to fund education locally when you see us spending money in wasteful ways like this. And I want to go back to the governor's comment because that makes me, I haven't even heard that comment that he made that there's other ways he might communicate.
The quote is, I don't think you can measure the difference that somebody makes by how many emails. Just talk to the Board of Regents, talk to Marty C.
The governor is a liar then. I'm just going to call him out for it. He's a liar because he can't be that, no one can be that stupid. In today's day and age, you're telling me that he somehow over a six-month period communicates in other ways other than via email. And again, the substance of his emails is mostly not even work. It's 48 emails. That even makes – if he believes that is true, that should make him even scarier. It's even scarier because think about it. That means he's communicating not in writing and he's doing it in mechanisms outside of his state email. Why? The next question should be for me is, if you're communicating in other ways – So substantially that you only have 48 emails to point to over a six-month period, then why are you communicating only by phone, not in writing, and other than your state email? What are you talking about that can't be in state email?
Well, especially when you've already been proven in a state audit to have kind of cheated the system. Yeah.
If
probably not the person I don't
that,
want to be able to track.
Right. If the governor was genuine in that, then his next question to Chancellor Chang is, what other mechanisms are you communicating and tell me why?
Right. But do we have any kind of proof? Like, has the Board of Regents confirmed that he has not been to any meetings?
I don't think they have confirmed, but I believe the same investigative reporter during this time period has been tracking the meetings, and I believe she was stating that she has not seen him at one meeting.
In September 2025, the I-Team first reported that Chang was not attending board meetings. At that time, Governor Lamont told us attending board meetings was not required. So yet again, it's an out. You don't have to go. But then here's what I want to know is, so then what is he, where is he? What is he doing? Is he just hanging out at home? I don't, what's going on? What's happening? And at this point, here's the thing. And I do have to push back a little bit, because I know that earlier this year, there was an effort to divert that $400,000 to something else significant. I know Republicans wanted to put that, I think it was towards Meals on Wheels. Correct? Wasn't it something to that effect?
Yes.
So the only thing I pushed back on with that is I feel like we're too little too late. Like, even if you cut his job off now, what are we talking about? The rest of his income, which is May, June, not even July. So to me, I was like, I mean, at this point, like, the money's already been spent. It's setting a precedent. Right. That's my bigger thing. It's not to say that, but it's already the end of April. I mean, at this point, he's already won. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm saying it's not right, but to me, it's like they've already spent the $442,000, I'd imagine. Like, it's already been spent.
And the point, your point is well taken, but my theory on it is, if not now, then when? I mean, at some point, this should be ending. And if no one that has the ability to truly terminate him is going to do it, then someone has to do it. And that was the vehicle by which we attempted to do that. But and it was shot down, unfortunately, on party lines, as probably everyone would have expected, unfortunately. But someone should be terminating him. And if it's not going to be the governor, if it's not going to be the Board of Regents, then maybe it needs to be the legislature by defunding that line item. Because obviously it's just completely wasteful on the taxpayer's part.
Well, and
I can think of a million other ways in which we could be spending that money, which would be far better investments for the people of this state.
So we're chatting with Senate Minority Leader Steve Harding, and there was an investigative report, and I give credit to where credit is due. WFSB did this awesome investigative report, and it looks into Terrence Chang, who he used to be the chancellor for the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities. And he is now in this new role. It's like a special advisor role to the Board of Regents. Basically, this investigative team went through, found out that he's sent a total of 48 emails in months, which is kind of crazy. He also, it says in the report, hasn't shown up to any meetings. And ultimately, the big thing here is that your taxpayer dollars, you're funding this guy's paycheck. He's making over $400,000 a year in this role. Now, his contract is up in July, but it leads me to ask this question, Senator Harding. Do we keep filling this role, or do you think this was just literally made for this man who is untouchable for whatever reason? Do we just keep this role?
Yeah. That's a great way to analyze this, because I'm pretty sure we don't. And if we do, I have more questions, because who are we placing there? Because is it another employee that for whatever reason they want to put into another no-show job? Is it going to remain a line item that's appropriated by taxpayer dollars to the university system in our state, so that we continue holding a role for this no-show job? And frankly, not for nothing, when he leaves in a year out of this role, and the university system would keep it, they should have resumes flooding in. Because to get paid $440,000 a year to send out a total of 48 emails and show up to no board meetings as an advisor to the board, I know a lot of people across the state that would do anything for that type of job.
Yeah, no, I love my job, but I'm going to tell you right now, I've sent 48 emails just during this show. I will gladly take that job for much more money. Yes, I would.
Which goes to show you how laughable it is having this position. But I think I want to bring up, because one of the important points, and I found this out in looking at the investigation as well done by WFSB, he's still going to be a tenured professor in our university system. So I'm not sure exactly how his pay changes, but he will still be getting paid by taxpayer dollars when this particular term ends for, as this advisor to the board. So taxpayer dollars will continue to fund his salary for many years to come, and then also will continue to fund his pension. So this is not over in terms of him getting paid by taxpayer dollars. Now, I'm not exactly sure how much that's going to be, whether his salary is going to get reduced because he's no longer in this position. I would have certainly hoped so. But he's still going to remain a university professor getting paid taxpayer dollars. I hope they make him show up to classes.
I also don't know, and here's the thing, I don't know. I can't speak for other universities and everything, but I don't know how likely, just with the, you know, the noise around him, I don't know how easy it's going to be for him to get a job in education. But besides that, you know what I find very ironic about this is the governor announced earlier this month, and for the record, for anybody listening right now, to me, this is not a partisan conversation. Yes, I do have a Republican lawmaker on right now, but to me, this is logic. This has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. I think if you're talking about your money and where it is going, logically, it shouldn't be going to somebody who's not doing anything. That's all I'm saying. You know, what I find ironic is that earlier this month, the governor announced that he wants to have a blue ribbon commission look at over like all the spending that K through 12 schools are spending. And he really, this was the best part, because the governor and I talked about this on my show. He wants to look at overhead spending, like how much are we spending on the upper office, right? And here's the thing, that's fair. That is totally fair. Yeah. I look at a lot of these districts and I think to myself, oh my gosh, if you just cut this, this, and this, man, all of a sudden those programs could be funded. Just my point being is it's very funny that that's a priority and we're going to wait till January of 2027 to just get an initial a report about how the overhead spending is. But in the meantime, we're going to make up this job for this guy and we're just going to keep paying him. That is ironic to me. That whole thing is so ironic to me. Like, our K through 12 schools need money now, and we need to check on the overhead spending, though, which is fair, but we're going to keep paying this guy who works in education, but I don't know what he's doing in education. It's funny.
That is a type of policy or thought process that created the phrase rules for ye, not for thee. Because, I mean, that is just so coincidental that, you know, someone that is excusing a $500,000 a year, top-heavy, no-show job within our own state university system, within the confines of his own state budget, which he operates as governor, that he's going to then oversee overhead in local school districts. To your point, Melissa, as a former Board of Ed member in my town of Brookfield, did I think there was one or two administrative positions we probably could have utilized towards other investments that would have been better utilized? Sure. But at least in those cases, those administrators were showing up to work and sending out emails and doing something for what they were getting paid for. And frankly, most of them weren't even getting paid anywhere near the ballpark of $500,000 a year on top of that.
Also fair. Yes.
And so, yeah. So, I mean, again, to your point, should we be looking into it? 100%. But I have a hard time with a straight face having you do that as the governor when you dismiss no-show jobs within your own university system. It's that simple.
It's just very ironic, certainly. And you have to look, the devil's in the details, and you can't just look at headlines. You have to read through. And by the way, I am going to link that report from WFSB. They did such a great job, the I team. I really like them. And Senator Harding, I so appreciate you coming on to talk about this. And I know there's a lot happening up at the Capitol. Probably going to be talking to more lawmakers next week, and you're probably on that list. So I always appreciate you giving us the time here on WICC.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be on.
All right. Senator Harding again on WICC.